started to Yeramoi. We talked about Yeramoi. And we're starting to see that. My hair's short. Then we have my cousin. But I did more of the training. So you are dancing. Yenabul Nagi Da. Da. And you are dancing. Yenabul Nangara. You are hearing or listening?
Mm-hmm.
And where it is? See, in the book I did, here it is, from here. I had to talk about my journey, but you actually have to speak to the audience, don't you, in language. And and I said, yes, and how do you do that?
So how do you do that? Because you
understand. I only do Womanjika, Marambik, Bik, Budanarong, Nanda, Barupton, Akawanam. And then I had to talk about it, why I went on this journey, because my mother died. And then I was trying to think, how do I translate it into a speech? Where did that one go? My welcome speech. See, my welcome. And I still had to go back to English. Berunga, Womanjika, Marambikbik, Bunurong, Namda, Barupton, Atta, Willem. Welcome to our beautiful home, the lands of the two great bays, Nerm, Port Phillip Bay, Marin, Western Port Bay. So we have to do one, a history of place, and then you have to change the words into language. Because there's some words that are not in our ontology, it just doesn't, because we, English is linear, ours is, so here we are, Willen is your home, but when we put that on it, it is about my home. Jambana, it's about coming together, the celebration.
Jambana.
Jambana. See, I have to look at that. And tanuk is a bowl that you give to hold the water. It's also ceremonial.
And do you think from those words you can build other words? You will do that? It's a purpose you have.
Yeah, that's the purpose.
Because
it's the hard work.
Yeah, but.
But then I have to either study more. Because no one else, when we moved, there was no other speakers. Sisters were up there and we were down there.
So it means you lost or you kept?
Lost it.
You lost?
I can remember some words.
Yeah.
But then I have to think, and I have to work out, was it the language of my grandmother? Was it the language of my...
Oh, but they're
different. From Tasmania, or is it?
Okay. So it's a Creole, no? A Creole. But it's interesting.
No one's alive to talk it.
No.
Only her and I. But we don't talk it.
No, not for the moment.
She gets paid for this.
You have to write your dictionary. I could do something with it.
Yeah.
The stories on how it works.
And that's what I
know.
That's the skill and how the mind. And I have to be dedicated.
Totally, yeah.
I have to go away and live on a rock.
Yeah, for 1 year.
1 year.
To dive.
I said a whole sentence, a mountain. See, when I wrote Langbang, that means a billabong, but it looks like Langi Bani.
Yeah.
And the white fellows didn't like it. I said, you didn't like it?
Oh.
So Lang Lang, L-double-I-N-G.
Lang.
Lang.
Lang. Lang.
Yeah, and Bon, B-double-I-N-Y.
Bon.
Naga, Langi Bonnie. My cousin talks, she talks Nyampa, because her father was from Nyampa up in New South Wales. Because my auntie married someone from another country. When she wrote Nyampa. Nyampa. Because she can speak Nyampa, and people can speak Nyampa up there. And when I went to live in a community over New South Wales, Mungo, the people were talking other languages, and I went, Baganji, Baganji, people of the river, and I'm people of the river too.
Yeah.
So when they were talking about the river and the words, and I went, they held on to words because they had nothing else. They had no education.
Yes,
Western education.
Yeah, Western one. But they kept their one, their own.
Yeah, and then when they started to go into school, that broke down.
Of course, always. The school is made for that.
But there's still some old speakers.
Broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old speakers.
Yeah.
But it's not as valued.
No, of course not. Because it's a language for, what, 1,000 people or... 10,000 is not important nowadays.
They want it.
But it's important.
They want it.
Yeah.
They want it. They want it.
You have to go back to work, no?
I'll be soon. But I want to be thinking. I'll give you that.
Yeah.